Welcome into the Drunk Dad Podcast. Today is Monday, November 18th, 2019. I had a guest that had a scheduling conflict come up. So tonight I'll be rolling solo. I talk about my favorite sports clubs. And that's pretty much it. Do a little dad info. And let's start the show. Welcome in to the Drunk Dad Podcast. It's going to be short and sweet tonight. So I had plans to work with my friend Chris. We were going to do a two-man thing. I had some content and some topics that I wanted to cover with him. And kind of last minute, he had a change of schedule, so we are going to talk another day. I'm moving that content. So basically, I'm just going to do a little recap of the sports week, my favorite teams, same teams I covered last week, just recap this last week. College football is one of my favorite sports, so I might talk a little about that and how I see the college football playoff picture shifting. The actual playoff probably isn't going to shift at all. I'll get into that down the road. Loving Disney Plus. I've been watching a lot of the MCU. I am going through in like a chronological timeline based on events that had happened in the MCU. So I'm working my way through that. I just finished Avengers about 5 minutes ago. The original Avengers. And I forget what's coming up next. I think it's either Ant-Man or Winter Soldier. Could be Iron Man 3 or Dark World. Those are like, that's like next, because it's all the Phase 2 stuff essentially now at this point. The only one not from Phase 1 in that first chronological series of events was Captain Marvel, based on when that story line happened, because it was like in the 80s or 90s, 95 I think, actually, if I'm going to be, I remember seeing a calendar in the office. But we're going to get into all that stuff a little bit more with my friend Chris, and I have some other questions I'm going to talk to Chris about that I just think are fun. And let's jump right into the sports. We are going to start off with the Bucks, because it's probably it's the pro team that had the most action going this weekend for Wisconsin sports, of my sports teams. We had they went undefeated across the week. So I can't remember if last week I talked about the Thunder. I can't remember if that game had finished before I jumped on. But last Sunday, they beat the Thunder by 2 points. And then they beat the Pacers yesterday, and they beat the Bulls in the middle of the week, Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. So 3 games, 3-0, that puts them at third place at 9-3. I think they're tied with the Heat at 9-3 in the conference in the East. Boston is 10-2. I think one of their two losses is to the Bucks. I think they lost to the Bucks in Philly. So as it stands now, if the playoffs were to start today, it's Boston, Miami, Milwaukee, Toronto, Philly at 5, Indy at 6, Orlando at 7, and Charlotte Hornets of all teams at 8. I don't, in my initial playoff rankings, I didn't, the two teams that I didn't have in were Orlando and Charlotte. In my, like, what I predicted for the end of season standings, I had Detroit in the 8th spot and the Hawks. I thought the Hawks might be able to sneak in that last spot. Trae Young did some stuff last season that was really exciting. Huerter was exciting. Jabari, if he's right, is solid on offense, and I think Trae Young is a good place for him. So some of the guys they have there, I think, are exciting and talented and can get them in that spot. I initially wasn't going to do it. I was going to do Brooklyn with the addition of Kyrie and those young guys, but I decided that the addition of Kyrie might be bad for LeVert and Dinwiddie and some of those other guys. That nucleus they had there last year might blow up, and if Durant was healthy and playing, it'd be a different story. But without Durant, I actually think the addition of Kyrie makes them a worse team, and the addition of DeAndre Jordan definitely helps the development of Jared Allen. So I don't know what Brooklyn's doing. I think they're just trying to sell tickets and get people away from the Knicks. Maybe it's not a bad idea. It's all about money, right? Who cares if you win if you're making money? Maybe that's Brooklyn. Other teams that I wouldn't be surprised if they sneak in that I had, like, basically the top six I thought were pretty secure. I really thought that those six teams that are actually in the six, I had them in a different order. I had Milwaukee with the best regular season record, Philly, then Boston, and I almost had that the other way around, and the difference maker for me was Al Horford. If Al Horford had been on Boston, I would have them as the 2 seed, and they might say, fuck you, we're going to do this our way and go all the way to the top. It's early, obviously. We still have a long way to go, but right now they look really good. Obviously, Hayward's out for a while. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But those six teams were the teams that I had in the top six, and then I thought those last two were kind of interchangeable with, like I said, I had Detroit, Atlanta. I wouldn't be surprised if Orlando was in there. They've played terrible so far, and so how they're the 7 seed is beyond me. Brooklyn, and who was the last team that I thought might be able to sneak in there? The Knicks, I honestly thought coming out of the draft class this year, what John Morant was to me the number one prospect. And two was RJ Barrett and Darius Garland. And this is all like, I think Zion is immensely talented. I think Zion is going to struggle with injury problems for his entire career. And he started off on that path, making me feel smart. I didn't take a ton. I initially was a kinesiology major in college. I didn't get very far in it, but I've taken enough to know a little bit about how the human body works. And when somebody's 18 years old and they haven't fully grown into their frame yet, I think it's gonna be hard to keep weight off, regardless of how hard you work, just when you're that size. You look at some of the other big guys that came into the league around his age, you're talking like the Shaqs and the Ewings of the world. And I looked up the numbers on this a while ago, so I don't have them in front of me. And I don't have my laptop out because I was just going to make this quick with the sports stuff. I think Zion's going to be like Bynum and Greg Oden, maybe. Bynum, when he was right, was really dominant and really solid once he figured out the league. But he struggled with injuries. He couldn't stay on the court, and his career was short-lived. Oden, I don't think we saw that many flashes of greatness from him. And just injuries, he couldn't stay on the court. Guys like Shaq and Ewing weren't even as heavy. I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure guys like Shaq and Ewing, when they first came into the league, weren't as heavy as... And they were older, too, and they weren't quite as big as Zion, and they were taller. So they were either about the same weight or weighed less than Zion, and they were taller. They had a few more inches on them. So it's frame that can support more weight. And, I mean, they're not playing anymore now, but, like, if you look at Shaq, he's – and Ewing, you know, he's coaching wherever he is, Georgetown maybe. They ballooned up, right? As soon as they stop working out, and if you take any time off in the offseason, you're really going to struggle. Even Embiid struggles right now to keep the weight down. So I just think Zion's going to be in a really challenging spot to stay as dynamic as he is or was at Duke. And that's why I put those three guys ahead of him: Darius Garland, RJ Barrett, and John Morant. DeAndre Hunter, some of those other guys that were right there. Culver could all be, I think, pan out a little bit better than Zion. Side tangent. That being said, I thought RJ Barrett might have enough talent to help that Knicks roster sneak into a playoff spot. Not because I thought they would be great, but I thought if they won 35 games, that might be enough to get you into the eighth spot in the East, because the East is that bad. So we'll see. We'll see. It's not looking good right now. That's for sure. Moving on, we had, we'll go, I'll just touch on the Packers quick, because it'll be easy. They had a bye this week, so whatever I said about them in the standings last week, I'm pretty sure holds the same. As I'm talking to you right now, Chicago is playing LA. They're down 10-7. I would like the Rams to score another touchdown, because I had them to cover by 6. It was 6.5, so I had them to cover that. So I could use another touchdown there, specifically Cooper Kupp, since he's on my fantasy team. That's irrelevant. Vikings, you've probably already seen this before you hear this, but the Vikings, I gotta stop clicking my pen. Vikings had a great comeback against the Broncos. They were down 20-3 or 20-0 at half, and they ended up winning 26-23. Driscoll does not look good at quarterback for the Lions. I think the Lions are officially out of the race for the NFC North. But he put up some numbers. He gave Chicago some fits last week, made it a close game all the way to the end, and against Dallas again this week. So I think if Stafford is in that game, they probably, I don't know if they win, but they definitely have a better chance. Because, you know, everybody says it, like, oh, it's a close game without Matthew Stafford. If he's there, is that the, maybe, but you're also game planning differently, right? You're, you know, when you watch that Dallas game a little bit, I watched bits and pieces, but it looked like they were pretty content on making sure that they stopped the run, because they were going to make Driscoll beat them, right? Like, and they don't have great running backs now that Kerryon Johnson's done for the season. Who's their best back, Jerick McKissick or Ty Johnson, who I also think might be hurt? You know, if you can stop those below average running backs from beating you, and you force a young, inexperienced quarterback to try and do it, you're not going to have a lot of success. So Driscoll, to be able to put up some numbers, is good. You're going to game plan differently against Matthew Stafford. You're going to game plan against the Galladays and the Marvin Jones and the Danny Amendolas and Hockenson. And you're going to try and take those weapons away from them and force them to beat you on the ground with those below average running backs. So to say that it could have gone different with Stafford might be accurate. They probably had a better chance. They definitely have a better chance of winning with Stafford because he's a better quarterback. But to think that that's the difference in a game when it comes to scheme and game plan against the players that are on the field for that game is kind of ridiculous. That being said, again, with the pen, I didn't put it down. Nervous twitch. I'm not nervous. Just, it's one of those things. I was listening to the pod when I was editing last week, which I was eating some fine pasta that my fiance had made before she went to bed so I could eat it after my run. And I realized I was eating it right out of the pan. And by fine pasta, I mean she made Kraft mac and cheese. So, but, you know, you can call it what you want. I call it fine pasta. Fine Italian dining. That was my really poor Italian accent. I was eating with a metal fork in a pot, and you could hear it on the thing. So I'm realizing how much this stuff actually picks up. And what Trent and I were talking about, I didn't want to cut out, so I left it on thing. It sounds terrible, so I gotta stop with the clicking of the pen and all the other stupid noises that come up when I'm doing this stuff out of my apartment without a real nice microphone. Okay, Packers. They were atop the NFC North. I hope the Bears don't pull this out. So hopefully that all stands. They'll be coming out of the bye week facing the Niners next week, Sunday Night Football. It should be a good matchup, and there's a good chance I'll be recording during it. So you might get some crazy cheers and excitement from me next week. Let's jump to the Badgers. Badger football. I was unable to watch the game. I was at Kinnick Stadium for the Iowa-Minnesota game, which was a close game. A lot of fun. Minnesota tried to make it close. I mean, it was close. They tried to pull it out at the end, keep the undefeated thing. Go Gophers, whatever PJ Fleck says. they tried to make it close, tried to make it a game. So that was exciting. I was actually standing in front of somebody in the camera well, and he goes, and they're driving right before half because Minnesota got a last, I think like a last second field goal right before the half to bring, to because it was like 13-3 maybe at half, and the final was, I don't know, 23-19 or something along those lines. Anyways, they, this Iowa fan's like, do they ever drop anything? I said, no. I had to turn around and laugh. I go, no, that Johnson and Bateman are legit NFL. They're going to be, I turned around and said, they're Sunday guys. You got Sunday talent on that side of the ball for the Gophers. So you, no, they're not going to drop many of them. Sorry. But Iowa has a stiff defense, and they held on, and Nate Stanley made some plays, and it was an exciting game. I have one quarrel with the Iowa fans. If you're not that big of an underdog, don't storm the field, because it's embarrassing. Like, you made yourself look stupid. And Minnesota the week before, even, I get it a little more because Minnesota has not been that great of a program for quite some time. Iowa was, I don't know if they were in, they weren't in the playoff a couple, they weren't in the playoff, but they were on the border of making it to the playoff because they were undefeated, kind of like Minnesota is really, I think even later into the season. And they might have been undefeated all the way up to the Big Ten championship when they probably lost to, I'm guessing, either Penn State or Ohio State. And so for Minnesota to storm the field last week against Penn State, who was the number 4 team, they were essentially in the playoff at that point, that makes a little more sense. But I really feel like it should be reserved. And as a college student who just wants to do really fun, crazy, stupid stuff, I get it. I saw a bunch of middle-aged men that were just like, my life sucks and I want to be out on the field. I want to go out on Kinnick and talk to Kurt. And look, man, you shouldn't be storming the field unless you're a huge underdog. And college students, I'll give you guys a pass a little bit. But you were favored in Vegas. You were 3-point favorites. And there was a missed, two missed field goals that almost came into play for that. So that was actually kind of funny. They, stormed the field. They were, Minnesota was unranked going into the season when the season started. And it wasn't until 2 weeks ago that they were ranked because they were undefeated after beating a bunch of crappy teams. And then they beat Penn State. And that vaulted them into the top 10. Rightfully so. Not taking anything away from Minnesota. But Iowa was ranked like 20th, I think, in like the AP poll going into this week, and unranked in the college football playoff. That'll change after this week. I think they'll jump back in as only a 3-loss team. I think they're 7-3 now. They're barely outside the top 25. Deservedly, you know, when you're talking about the App States of the world and Navy who got rolled by Notre Dame. Side note, I'll talk about Notre Dame in a second. If you are not a huge underdog, you have no business storming the field. Now, if Minnesota was ranked top 5 in the country, and even wherever they were now, 6 or 7, I don't know what it was, and you were outside the top 25 and you weren't inside the top 25 all season, and you weren't 3-point favorites in Vegas, and you beat them, absolutely get your ass out there. You deserve to storm the field. Yesterday, you didn't do it. Act like you've been there before. You've been a good program for the last decade. You have two of the best tight end prospects come out of your system in the last year, in quite some time. Be better. Just be better. I had a side note that I was going to talk about, and I lost it. But that's whatever. We'll move on. I was talking about Badger football. Badgers, they won. They beat Nebraska. Nebraska's not that good of a team. The score was 37 to 19 or something like that, 37 to 20. Solid game. JT had over 200 yards again on like 20 carries, 25 carries, so that is great. Actually, Dedrick Mills tried to do his best Jonathan Taylor impression, ran all over the Badger defense. Again, that could have been a game plan thing, not to take anything away from Mills. It's a solid game, putting up a buck 88. But the guy you want to stop is Adrian Martinez. And for the most part, the Badgers kept him in check. So if you keep him in check and somebody else gets a bunch of yards against you, but they don't put up that many points, you're going to live with it. You got the W, and that's what you needed. It was great. The Iowa loss is great for Wisconsin and great for, in my opinion, great for the Big Ten. You now set up for a, assuming both teams take care of business next week, and Wisconsin's got Purdue, Minnesota has Northwestern. I don't know if, you know, I don't know where the games are being played at, but assuming both teams take care of business, you got a showdown in Minneapolis for the Big Ten West. If I'm looking at the standings right, for the Big Ten West championship or Big Ten West slot into the Big Ten championship game against Ohio State, assuming that they hold on, because I believe they have Penn State this weekend. And then they still got Michigan, who they're not the program that everybody thinks they are or thought they were at the beginning of the season, but they're no. Rivalry games are weird. Anything can happen. So watch out for that. But I assume it's going to be Wisconsin and Minnesota playing for a chance to play Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship. So that game up in Minneapolis in a couple weeks could be really huge. Right after Thanksgiving, that should be fun. I still don't know what the other note was that I didn't come back to. So I guess we'll just keep moving on. We're going to go into Badger basketball. They went 2-0 this week. They beat McNeese earlier in the week by like 20, which was what they were supposed to do. And then they beat, and again, I don't have my scores up, but they beat Marquette today in the big in-state rivalry that basically only Marquette considers a rivalry and the Badgers really don't. The Badgers won 77-61, I think was the final score, so that was great. So working at Bars in Milwaukee, you'd always have Marquette fans come in talking about, like, last year, I'm pretty sure they beat us at at the five serve. And that was frustrating. The Badgers were not a great team last year, so dealing with that as a Badger fan was kind of annoying. But the short time I lived in Madison, and I have a few friends that are Badger alumni, they don't really seem to care about that game too much. Like, they want to win it. You want to win them all, obviously. But they don't. That game seems to be more important for Marquette than it does for the Badgers. So it is fun when we beat them, knowing how much they want it. That's definitely exciting. But it's not that big of a deal. Badgers got bigger fish to fry. You get a football team, come talk to us. Moving on. The Brewers had a week of second place finishes. We had Craig Council finish behind Schlitt of the Cardinals as the runner-up for manager of the year. I think that's a horse apiece. It can go either way. And then Yelich, as expected, was runner-up to Bellinger for MVP, with Rendon taking third. I kind of expected all of that, or I'm not surprised by any of that. As for my soccer clubs, the big ones that I follow, Barcelona and Newcastle, soccer was on international break, so Team USA had a good match earlier in the week. I didn't look at the score. I probably should have. My friends were talking about it in a group chat, and I wasn't watching because I was making dinner or something. I don't know. But and it might have been a Euro qualifier, so it might be more important, but oh well, I glossed over it. Barcelona has, I think, an away match against Leganes. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. On next weekend, and Newcastle plays Aston Villa, I think, on the road also. So those are the two big matches. Nothing happened this weekend, so wherever they were in their standings in the table has not changed one bit. Should have come up with some story times regarding my kid, because there's always fun stories. Well, I kind of have a story. So I went to, so I live in Ames, and I worked at the game yesterday for Iowa Minnesota. So I was there. I didn't get done until, I don't know, 11, 11:30 at night, something like that, packing everything up for the media. And we were rolling, and so I'm freaking out on my way there because I have about a half a tank of gas, which is a little more than a half a tank, which is enough to get me there, but not enough to get me back. And it's 2 hours, it's a 2-hour drive. From Ames to Iowa City. So I am about halfway there and I realize I did not grab my wallet, which is pretty uncharacteristic of me since I'm like a huge like creature of habit and I always put it in the same spot and I grab my thing. And I had one of those moments where, and Caitlin's looking at me and she's like, "What's up?" as I'm getting ready to walk out the door running late. And I'm like, "I don't know," but it's that I'm missing something and I don't know what it is. And it's because I hadn't put my wallet back in the spot that it's supposed to be. I forgot to grab it. And so I was really upset with myself and didn't have it. And yep. And so I'm freaking out because usually to get the press credentials that I need, they oftentimes will check your ID. And luckily they didn't. Like I was able to get in without it. Let's just say that. And I was late because I was supposed to be there at noon and I pull into at like 11:40, I pull into Iowa City and I had taken a different route last time I worked a game there. And it took me like 5 minutes to 10 minutes to get from, and this was the Iowa Penn State game. So that was a big game also. It took me a while to get to the, only took me like 10 minutes to get off the freeway and get through the city and get to the parking. This time it took me 45 minutes to get to the parking structure coming off the freeway. And yes, I took a different exit, but it's like an extra 2 miles. It was insane. And I was there, that's 3 hours before game started, over 3 hours before the game started. And so I was supposed to be on set at noon. I didn't get there till like 12:20. Luckily they weren't mad. I wasn't late. So that worked out just fine. But I was like, I'm like, I don't have my ID. I'm late. They're gonna be pissed. And I'm not gonna know how to get home. So trying to come home, I am just under a quarter tank of gas. And I still got an hour 15 to go. And my little thing on my car is saying 65 miles till empty. And it's like 90 miles left on my trip. And I'm like, great. I'm like, I'm all for taking risks and pushing limits, but that's even beyond my reaches. So I stop at a Quick Trip, and I've never used Apple Pay or anything like that, so I'm trying to figure out how to do it and add a card to my wallet. And my fiance had sent me a picture of my card, of her card, so I could put it in and use it, and I'm calling her at like 1:30 in the morning when I get to this gas station that I'm at to try to get it in or get it, you know, the information. And she's not answering and I can get everything because I got the picture except a 3-digit code on the back and I can't make it work without that. So I'm like literally freaking out and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I ended up borrowing $30 from the dude working, PayPal'd him $30, found his like account, looked him up. He gave me $30 cash. I got myself some caffeine and some gas and hightailed it out of there and got home to a kid awake at 1:30 in the morning or whatever time it was. I don't know. My timeline's all messed up. 2 in the morning, whatever time I got home. Cause you know, that's I've been up since 8 a.m. and I didn't sleep great Friday night. And that's exactly what I want, is my kid to be awake when I'm trying to go to sleep. And she's like, well, watch a movie for a little bit. So we got 101 Dalmatians going. And I'm like, let's turn off, go to bed. Because he's just going to stay up and party and watch it. I know. When you're young, you can do that. I don't have too many stories. I think I'm too tired. I need to get this over with and go to bed, even though I'm probably going to watch another Marvel movie. I don't know what's next on my list. I got to figure that out, too. Another cool story is he likes to play with the dog food. So, ooh, I do have a good one about him. But I do have dog food all over the floor because he likes to go grab handfuls and just chuck it. So that's cool. Other cool stories, he likes throwing stuff in the toilet. So, like, yesterday he took one of Caitlin's makeup brushes and is just painting the inside of the toilet and playing in the toilet bowl water. She sends me a Snapchat while I'm working. I'm like, that's awesome. Love that. And then today she's like, he left you surprised in the toilet. And I'm like, oh, cool. Cause we're working on potty training. We're like, I'm like, yes. Like, cool. He pooped on the toilet. This is awesome. Sure wasn't that. He threw the entire roll of toilet paper into the toilet. So the whole thing's like, why? Why do you do things like that, kid? Not cool. Like, I know toilet paper's not expensive, but, like, I don't need to be buying... I don't need you throwing half the rolls in the toilet and just buying toilet paper all the time. That's not what I want to do. I couldn't remember that other tangent I needed to talk about, so we're probably just gonna call it here. Half hour, short deal. I think that's about good. I got nothing else. I love Disney Plus. I like watching. Actually, I just love Marvel movies, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna. I mean, I like some Disney classics, but I've already watched Aladdin and The Lion King. What's left? Jungle Book? And maybe Beauty and the Beast? But outside of that, Pocahontas, although that was on Netflix, so I could watch it anyways. We watched Frozen, we watched Moana. We covered all the boxes. I don't know what else to do. I thought Harry Potter was going to be on here. I thought they were part of Disney Studios. Maybe I'm just an idiot. Is that not a thing? I thought that was a thing. I would really love that. Get some Harry Potter on Disney Plus. Fuck yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's all I got for this week. Hopefully I have some better content coming throughout the week. I'll come up with some topics. This was just a catch up, a keep the routine going pod. Start my marathon. We're not doing that yet. My half marathon training, my official program starts tomorrow. I've been kind of running a few times a week. I had been for a while running and working out a few times a week each just to stay in shape and keep the dad bod weight off and whatever else, and kind of be able to eat whatever I want and not get too big, but not look super like I did in my early 20s. But now I'm officially starting to train for this half marathon. So the official program I'm going to follow starts tomorrow. So instead of just two or three or whatever I felt like running and whatever I felt like lifting, it's a pretty strict program of running 5 days a week and lifting 3 days a week. So, I will be starting that tomorrow with a 3 mile run and a upper body and core workout. So, thank you again to Human Fit Project for having so many awesome workout opportunities online. And obviously thank you to Anchor for sponsoring this podcast and making it super easy to do podcasts. You know what? Now seems like a good time to put that ad in. And then you'll hear from Rowan as we close out the show. Thanks. Here's Anchor. What are you playing with? What you got there? Bubbles?
Bubbles.
Hey, since you didn't do it last time, do you want to thank everyone for listening? You say thank you. What if I pretend to give you something? Then will you say thank you? No eating the lotion. Nope. Don't put it in your ear either. Can you say pickle?
Pickle.
That wasn't it. I don't know what you're saying. Can you say thank you?
Thank you.
Oh, good job. You heard it right here, folks. Thank you for listening. Remember, if you like the podcast, rate, subscribe, review. Tell your friends to rate, subscribe, review, listen, spread the word. We're getting bigger, I think. All right. Peace out.